Things could always be worse. So I'm sure most of you already know this story. It goes with the podcast, but it's a great story. It's one that's usually told in our family, coming up to any major festival where present giving is involved, usually as the younger members of the family are complaining about how hard life is, how they don't get enough space, and probably no one understands them, so they won't get what they want present-wise. Well, that's usually the point when my bubba would tell the story. Long ago, in a little village just outside Vilna, there lived a farmer and his wife, along with his four children. They lived in a small house, but the fire was always welcoming. Visitors were never sent away. And when the farmer's parents became too old to look after themselves, the farmer and his wife welcomed them into their home, along with all the furniture and the pillows and the knick-knacks and the things that an old woman just could not live without. From that moment on, the rows started. Something would get broken, the old woman would cry and throw blame on her daughter-in-law. The old man's back would hurt and he threw blame on the children that would make so much noise he could hardly sleep. The bread didn't rise and the farmer's wife threw blame on the way her husband had harvested the corn. The children would cry and blame the scary stories their grandmother told them. They fought and argued the day through and the night down, until even the cockerel was too tired to make himself heard in the mornings. The situation couldn't go on, so the farmer went to see the rabbi to ask for a solution. "Well," said the rabbi, "in life there are always two possibilities, whatever happens." He offered the farmer a drink, he stroked his beard and thought. The farmer held his breath, waiting for some divine pearl of wisdom to fall from the sage's mouth. Eventually, the rabbi appeared to come to some conclusion. Smiling at the farmer, he said, "Do you own chickens?" Puzzled, the farmer replied that yes, he did indeed own several chickens. "Oh, good, good, good," he said. "Bring them indoors. It's very chilly out at this time of year." And he went back to his contemplation. Then the bemused farmer went home and told his wife, and of course, how could they go against the very advice that they had sought? So they brought in the chickens. The house was even more crowded. Noisy, smelly, clucking, feathers, chickens flew. Well, chickens and feathers flew. Well, that week, I cannot tell you how bad it was. The farmer went back and repeated the problem, explaining that now it was even worse, and the rabbi thought and stroked his beard, and then with a twinkle in his eye, he said, "Ooh, do you have a donkey?" Hesitating, the man nodded and said, "Yes, indeed, he did have a donkey." "Then bring it inside with you. Be with your family. It'll do you all good, and the warmth as well." And the man nodded and went home to do as the rabbi had instructed. Well, that week was even worse. There was rowing, there was clucking, there was feathers flying, braying, and noise and confusion. Not to mention the mess. His poor wife and mother, as fast as they cleaned up, well, there was more mess and feathers than ever was before. But everyone agreed the eggs were good. This went on for several more weeks. The rabbi's instructions getting more and more bizarre, but the man followed them to the letter. Until residing in that one small cottage was himself, his wife, his mother, his father, his children, a flock of hens and geese, a donkey, a horse, and a very flatulent cow. After 1 month, he made his way exhausted to the rabbi's house. "Every week I've told you how bad my life is, Rabbi, and every week you've had me bring in more and more livestock into the house. I cannot bear it. My life is not worth living." And the rabbi sagely stroked his beard. He said, "Well, maybe you should take all the animals outside and put them back in the barns." "What? Yes, Rabbi, yes. Thank you. An excellent suggestion." He ran back home to do as instructed. What a change. How they celebrated. And the next Sabbath he went and shook hands with the rabbi and thanked him over and over again, saying, "Rabbi, who could have known such a space, such rooms, such a good life? And my wife and my mother, how they get along. Truly, life is very good." And sometimes we have to see how bad it can really get before we really realise how good we have it. Maybe.